Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 7, PR-2019-002114, SD-2023-00198, preliminary final plat of NAVA-2023-00312, sidewalk waiver. Sketch plat was heard on 3/15/23. Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agents for Levita Yena, request the aforementioned action for all of a portion of Section 33, Township 11 North, Range 4 East, Levita Yena, zoned RML, located at 10,501 La Gramont Del Oro Road Northeast, between Morris Street and Juan de Bo Northeast, containing approximately 16.8937 acres. Property owner is Levita Yena, minor subdivision to create one new parcel and two existing parcels. Plat records vacation of utility and waterline easements, grants drainage easements throughout the property, waiver requests from sidewalk requests, 4 foot wide existing width with pass zones versus a 5 foot continuous requirement. Mr. Mulher, one more time, name and address for the record.
Yes, good morning again. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
And you again swear to tell the truth, affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do swear.
Okay. Brief description?
Certainly. So this property has an existing large sort of residential complex that we are looking to eliminate interior lot lines on and sort of formalize the existence of the lot. It did go through a number of sort of site plan actions and things like that well ahead of it, but with the sort of dissolution of ServTech, this action fell behind, and so we're looking to finalize that. The vacation of easements were approved September 13th that are, you know, recognized on this plat, and that's what the hatch easements shown there are. We're also requesting a waiver from sidewalk construction. There is an existing sidewalk on the site, and it, you know, averages around that 4 feet wide, which is deficient of the 5 foot standards, and so our and so we are requesting the waiver with 5 foot passing areas in order to be ADA compliant. We've had our client and engineer have had ex parte communications with transportation about this, and so we feel comfortable that everybody's on the same page with it. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Mulhern, you don't have ex parte communications with staff on the DHO. It's just with the either the hearing officer. So just for future reference. That's the one of the major reasons the DHO position was created, is so that you could actually talk to staff about cases and there wouldn't be any ex parte communications. So.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. I apologize. I didn't realize that that was less of an issue now. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. No need to apologize. Just trying to make sure everybody understands the rules. So, with that, we'll go to the DFT members, Mr. Huell.
This is Andre Huell with Water Authority. We do not have any objections to the preliminary final plat nor the sidewalk waiver.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll go to Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, and likewise, Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections to the proposed actions.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments for this requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll proceed to Mr. Chen with Hydrology.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of July 31st, 2019. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action and defers sidewalk waiver to transportation.
This is Aaron Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll proceed to transportation. Mr. Armijo, if you could also address in your comments the sidewalks. Thank you.
Ernest Stormhill Transportation. Transportation has reviewed the justification letter and is willing to allow the compromise of installing the passing zones of wider sidewalk in lieu of replacing all the sidewalk with 5 foot to meet PROAG requirements. We have no objections.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much, and we'll proceed to planning.
Hello, this is Bonnie with planning. The Aegis office must approve DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-up of the plat. The application number must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off by DFP staff, should the plat be approved by the DHO. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, therefore prior to final sign-off of the plat, date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat, should the DHO approve the plat. After DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to Planning Manager Jay Redenbeck and planners at cabq.gov should the plat be approved by the DHO. Planning has no further comments. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Strange. Mr. Redenbeck?
This is Jay Redenbeck. I think one comment or condition we would have to would be, and Ms. Wolf, we can jump in here. I think we're required to note sidewalk waivers on the plat. There's a sidewalk waiver that's been applied for concurrently with this preliminary final plat. So I think we probably need to have that as a condition that Ms. But and Mr. Mulhall might actually have that on here. I didn't actually confirm that. Ms. Mulhall, can you confirm if you have the sidewalk waiver as a note on the plat?
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. We have added the sidewalk waiver note to a version of the plat, but not one that you have.
Okay. So
that'll be added to sheet two, and that way that doesn't disrupt any signatures or anything else. But we will, you know, supplement that along with the, you know, application number and approval date when we send it for signature.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So you're on sheet 2 of 4 on the plat, you're going to put that under a separate heading, or you're going to do a something under the easement notes?
This is from all Cartesian Surveys. So similar to the last action that we did, we have sort of a block note that will go above that drainage easement language that recognizes that the DHO has approved a sidewalk waiver on a particular date under the particular action, VA number.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Bonnie, could I get you to put the conditions in the chat when you get a chance? Mr. Rodenbeck?
Oh, sorry. I'm done. I just used my hand up. Sorry.
Okay. Bonnie, if you could go ahead and put those conditions in the plat. Mr. Mulhall, any additional questions or comments?
No, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. We do have a DXF approval. We'll send that along with the revised plat when possible. Thank you.
Okay, one last question of staff. Anybody have any additional comments before I take action on this? Seeing none. Great. Okay. I approve project number PR-2019-002114, SD-2023-00198, preliminary and final plat, and the granting of a sidewalk waiver as articulated because it meets conditions A, C, and D. Of the IDO and is not contrary to public safety and health and safety and welfare. And the application also meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with the following conditions. The Aegis office must approve the DXF file. Proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat is number one. Number two, the application number must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off by the DFT staff. That number three, that you add the DHO date of approval and also the including the waiver requirement. And that condition number four, that after approval and recorded copy, a recorded copy will be sent to Mr. J. Rodenbeck with the planning department. Mr. Mulholland, do you have any questions on the action?
No questions. Thank you all very much.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck.